Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast featuring Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. Sit back, relax, and learn how to make a crap load of money online.
I will fire clients.
Look, I'm just trying to stay married as hell.
Listen, man, if they can't sell without paid traffic, they sure as hell can't sell with it.
We always forget what we're talking about. Must be the wine.
I will earn that money back and destroy him.
Dude, if your internet's going to be boo-boo this entire time, I'm going to be mad.
Howdy. Welcome to the Laptop Empires Podcast. It's Mike Yanda here with my co-host, Bobby Hoyt. As usual, but this is not a usual episode. We're not coming to you on Monday and Thursday like normal. We're bringing a little mini episode to you to talk a little bit about blogging and a new service that we're putting out, a free service that we're really, really freaking excited about. Like this is this idea we'd started kind of talking about, and now that we've gotten it figured out and we found a sweet, sweet domain name, like our excitement level just went through the roof.
Yeah. Launchthatblog.com. And I think we're codenamed this thing's gonna be called LTB just because I like to come up with like these little these acronyms for it.
I'm just gonna call it Launch That Blog, but you do you.
I'm gonna do LTB. But so here's basically what it is. I have a lot of people that start blogs through Millennial Money Man. And one of the common things that we always get is that they're confused about how to do the actual setup process, right? Like everybody wants to start a blog and start writing and like just put their message out there. But there's all of these things they have to figure out that are kind of like tech things that most people don't want to
The people like me that are like, oh, it'd be great to set up a blog, but it's going to take me 4 hours to install work, which like, that's how difficult it is for me.
Like some people don't want to slog through the process. And I remember when I started my blog, I was a teacher. I didn't know anything about it. So I had to really like sit there and like watch YouTube video after YouTube video, tutorial and all this stuff. And so basically the idea behind Launch That Blog is we're going to do all that stuff for you for free.
Yeah.
We're just going to do it.
Yeah. For you. This is how simple it is. You fill out a form, right? And within 24 to 48 hours, our team will have set up everything for you, set up WordPress, your domain, all of that, installed key plugins that we believe you have to have as a blogger. We'll have put all of those in for you, everything set up. And then we're going to send you a big old goodie bag full of content, full of expert blogging advice from Mr. Millennial Money Man over here, and some bonus things, some items for me that I'll put together about optimizing and lead gen traffic and that kind of stuff. So we want Laptop Empires. The whole point of this thing is to help more people that want to start an online business to get started. And obviously if you've listened to the podcast, you know, we're big into freelancing. We're big into blogging. We believe in this stuff. And so we want to try and remove as many barriers as we possibly can. And with the freelancing stuff and the Facebook Side Hustle course, we've already created a runway for people that want to do that so that they can quickly figure it out and take off and start making money. But there's still barriers in blogging. And so Bobby's got an incredible blogging guide already. That'll be part of the package. He's put together some other incredible blogging resources. So you're going to know, you know, just the basic stuff. How do you create an incredible blog post? Like just things you need to know about content, about getting started, all that information. There's video, there's PDF. It is your blogging starter pack for success.
Right. Yeah. And I think the cool thing about this is that it's not going to be a low quality website. It's going to be on WordPress. And a lot of people ask me all the time, like, why WordPress and not some of these other like drag and drop kind of, you know, Wix or GoDaddy and stuff like that. And the answer that I always give is that I don't know. I literally do not know a single professional blogger that is not on WordPress. Like there is not a pro in the game that is not on WordPress. Because what happens over time is that you'll get more into blogging. You'll get more excited about it. You'll start making some money. So then you'll want to like get, you know, you'll want to upgrade the site. And with WordPress, what we're going to give you fully installed, the site will grow with you. You know, it's we'll make it to where it's simple to use. Right. You don't have to go through all the technical nonsense in the beginning. You'll be able to start writing from the beginning. But as you grow and turn it more and more into a business, WordPress grows with you the entire time, and you can keep upgrading your site and keep doing that. So it's the gold standard. This is a good way to make this very easy for people that want to just start blogging without having to mess with everything, but they're going to get like the Ferrari of blogs. You know what I mean?
Right.
Blogging platforms for free again.
And really this whole thing, like this service is to take the tech component out of it, because I think that's like the most frustrating thing for people. I know I've read some of these like start a blog guides from, you know, different bloggers, and I'm looking at it and I'm seeing all the screenshots of like how to transfer your domain and how to do this and that. And I'm just like, oh my God, I'd rather do my taxes. And, you know, and so it's a headache. So I think there's a lot of people out there that maybe it's you, maybe you've been avoiding this because you're like, I just got to find the time to do the tech. And this is a free service. We'll just do it for you and you can start up right away, remove that barrier. But then there's more to it, because then there's the, okay, how do I get started? How do I write my first blog post? How do I do this? How do I come up with ideas? You know, all of those things. So you're going to get these bonuses, and we're probably going to add more stuff to this, because at the end of the day, like, we want it to be like, here's your starter pack. You want to be a blogger? We're going to hand you everything and you can just follow the worksheets and guides or videos or whatever. So don't be surprised if you're listening to this and this is 6 months old and there's a bunch of new goodies in there, because we're going to grow this over time as we find people need, hey, I need help with this. Then we're going to address that.
Right. Yeah. And you might be thinking like, is this actually free? Like, yes, this service is legitimately actually free. Like, we're not charging you anything. The only thing that you have to pay for is hosting, which is just the server space for your host, for your website. Like that's cheap. Like that's the only thing you have to pay for. We're going to do the rest of the stuff for you. And then you'll be able to get started very quickly with blogging. So you fill out the form, we hook you up, and that's pretty much it. Right. And then you just start rolling. So I think it's really valuable. I wish that I had done the same. I wish that this had been around when I was getting started, because I remember how many hours I spent just going like, oh my God, I have no idea what I'm doing. And I still do.
Yeah. And so now, I mean, like the hardest decision that you have to make is like, what am I going to name my blog? What's my domain name going to be? You know?
Well, I'll give some quick advice on that, because people always wonder that. Just keep it simple. Like, don't put a bunch of hyphens in there. Don't make it something that's super hard to spell. My domain name is actually Millennial Money Man. The only problem with it is that millennial, nobody can spell millennial. Like, I've had to buy almost every misspelling of Millennial Money Man out there and redirect it all back to Millennial Money Man, because it's just, you know, two L's, two N's, but nobody, you know, I get it. It's a weird word, but just try to make it something that's easy. It's simple. It tells people very quickly, you know, what you're doing, what you're talking about. Don't overthink it. You don't have to have the absolute perfect blog name. Just do something that's going to be memorable and it's concise, and you're going to be fine.
I have a question for you, Bobby.
Yeah.
Have you bought avocadotoastmoneyman.com yet? Because you probably should.
Ooh, I probably should. I'm going to do that right after we record.
Okay. Well, that's about it here. I mean, do you have anything else for beautiful listeners?
No, I mean, if you want to start a blog, you know, it's one of these things, like, it totally changed my life. Like, if I hadn't started my blog when I was teaching, right, I wouldn't have gone on this journey and like reached all these thousands of readers and started Laptop Empires with you and just all these different things in my life that have happened because of the blog. And, you know, I'll never sit here and be like, you're going to get rich blogging like in 3 years or whatever. Like that, I'll never say that, but I will say that you can use it to spread your message. You can use it to change people's lives if you continue to spread the message, and you can monetize a blog. Like it is a legit thing. I have a lot of friends that monetize their blogs. You just have to know how to do it, which is why you should follow Laptop Empires and listen to the podcast, because we talk about how to monetize a blog. What I think is the most effective, and what you feel like are the most effective ways. So start your blog, get your message out there, follow Laptop Empires, and we're going to hook you up with the information you need to actually make this thing work.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of that, go listen to episode 29, How to Make Money Blogging. It's one of our more recent episodes, and I loved that episode. I enjoyed making that episode. I enjoyed when I re-listened to the episode. There's a ton of good information about there in there about like how to like what to start with, right. You know, making money, like all that kind of stuff. So really, you know, great thing to check out. And then I guess just one thing for me, you know, launching a website here, you and I had a lot of conversations about like what I should call my domain and what I should talk about and that kind of stuff. And that was something I really struggled with. And I ended up landing on my name. It's just going to be MikeYanda.com. And so I want to put out there kind of that, should you do a brand or should you do your name? And, you know, like Millennial Money Man works great for you. And there's a lot of people that have great brands. And I think when I look in the blogging space, the vast majority of people are using a brand.
Right.
Sometimes it's hard to find a good one though. And sometimes you don't know exactly what you want to talk about or what you're going to do. And so I would say if you're unsure what exactly you want to do, or if you want to leave some flexibility for yourself going forward, then using a personal brand and using your name, I think is a great way to go. And so for me, you know, one of the big reasons that I decided to do that was because there are so many things that I can talk about. And in the 5 years that I've been in business, I have pivoted so many times that I realized, okay, if I lock myself into one thing, there's a strong chance that I'm going to pivot in some way a year from now. And yeah. So then I have to rebrand the whole site, or I got to redo everything. But if I do MikeYanda.com, then it doesn't matter if I end up talking about business, if I end up talking about sports, if I end up talking about being a stay-at-home parent, like I can talk about all of it. And it all, right. You know, so that's one of those things to consider too is, you know, I could go on there and be, you know, MikeYanda.com and talk all things digital marketing, or I could do MikeYanda.com. I love wine. I'm going to taste wines and talk about them on a blog. Like I can do whatever I want. So if you are unsure, I think that's a good default. Now, some people are like, I don't want to use my name. I'm afraid to be that personal and put that out there. But what I would say is everything you do, if you're not a business owner, like we all have a personal brand. We're all building our personal brand. It's called your reputation. And so if you're going to be in the online business world, you're building a personal brand anyway, unless you're doing a niche site where you're totally anonymous. You know, if you're the name, the owner of the brand, you're still building a brand. So don't be afraid to use your name. Plus you'll probably take it a lot more seriously because your name is on it.
So yeah.
Just something to consider.
It all comes down to like, just don't overthink the name, because that's the biggest thing for everybody when they're starting. Like, what do I name it? I remember scrolling through hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of names before I came up with Millennial Money Man. Mm-hmm. And you see this all the time. And I think you said it, you made a great point. Pivot. Like some people start a brand, you know, they start with a brand and then a couple of years down the road, like maybe they've gotten some speaking gigs based on their blog, or maybe they've gotten, you know, some people get book deals based on their blog. And they pivot and they shift to a personal brand, and it, you can do that. Or I've seen people have a personal brand and then they figure out something else that they want to do and they pivot to that. Like it's, none of this is concrete and set in stone. So just pick something, get started. If you want to go with your name, cool. If you want to go with a personal brand, cool. You can change it later if you need to. Like that's the cool thing about blogging. It's pretty flexible. So.
Yep. All right. Well, go ahead. Make sure you check it out. Launchthatblog.com and let's get started. Yep. You've been listening to the Laptop Empires podcast with Mike Yanda and Bobby Hoyt. For more information and the resources mentioned in this episode, go to laptopempires.com/podcast.
We out.